tuning in to Men and Wayne Madness with your host, Nicholas Bradshaw.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 18, Being Spiritual in a Capitalistic Society. Hey y'all, welcome to another enlightening episode of Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, and today we're delving into a topic that is incredibly relevant in today's fast-paced world, being spiritual in a capitalistic society. As always, I'm thrilled to have you join me on this journey of exploration and growth. In our society, where success is often measured by financial wealth and material possessions, maintaining a spiritual outlook can sometimes feel challenging. Today, we'll explore how you can navigate the demands of a capitalistic world while staying true to spiritual values. We'll discuss practical strategies, our personal insights, and offer guidance, finding that delicate balance between ambition and inner peace. Now, let me be clear. I'm not here to criticize capitalism or advocate for abandoning our financial goals. In fact, I'm a firm believer in the power of manifesting abundance and achieving financial success. But the key lies in how we approach this journey. How do we remain grounded, maintain high-frequency emotions, and create meaningful experiences amidst the hustle and bustle of modern-day life? That's what we're going to uncover today. It's important to understand that spirituality and material success are not mutually exclusive. You don't have to choose one over the other. Instead, we can use spiritual principles to guide our financial ambitions, ensuring that our pursuit of wealth does not compromise our well-being or core values. By integrating spiritual practices into our daily lives, we can navigate the complexities of capitalism with a sense of purpose and fulfillment. So let's start by understanding the core principles of both capitalism and spirituality. We'll look at how these two concepts coexist and even complement each other. Capitalism at its core is an economic system where private individuals or businesses can own capital goods. The production of the goods and services is based on supply and demand in the market, rather than through central planning. It's characterized by private property, capital accumulation, wage labor, voluntary exchange, and a price system, and competitive markets. These principles drive innovation, economic growth, and wealth creation. However, they can also lead to disparities and intense competition, which might seem at odds with spiritual values. Spirituality, on the other hand, refers to the sense of connection to something greater than ourselves. It involves seeking meaning, purpose, and inner peace. Unlike a religion, which is often based on the specific doctrines and practices, spirituality is more personal and can take many forms. Core spirituality principles include the belief that all life is connected and that we are part of a larger whole, the pursuit of the inner tranquility and balance, seeking a sense of purpose and meaning beyond material success, cultivating kindness and understanding towards others, and being present and fully engaged in the moment. These principles guide us toward a life of fulfillment, harmony, and inner peace, often emphasizing values like compassion, mindfulness, and purpose. Now let's address some common misconceptions about capitalism and spirituality. Many people believe that capitalism and spirituality are inherently incompatible, that you must choose one over the other. This misconception arises from the perception that capitalism focuses solely on material wealth and individual success, while spirituality prioritizes inner peace and collective well-being. However, this is a false dichotomy. It's entirely possible to navigate and find success in a capitalist system while staying true to spiritual principles. The key lies in finding a balance and integrating both aspects into your life. So what does balancing spirituality and capitalism look like? First, align actions with values. Ensure that your financial goals and business practices align with your spiritual values. Strive for ethical business practices that consider the well-being of employees, customers, and the environment. Practice mindful spending and invest, ensuring that your financial choices reflect your values and contribute to positive societal impact. Pursue work that not only brings financial rewards, but also aligns with your sense of purpose and contributes to the greater good. Having a clear understanding of these principles lets us move forward and explore how we can practically integrate them into our lives. I spent a lot of time and energy battling my desires to create a life that benefited from the capitalistic society we live in. rooted in the fear and the misunderstanding that money is the root of all evil. I truly believed that my desire to create revenue streams and a comfortable life somehow made me evil. It was a hard place to be because deep down I wanted more. I didn't want to worry about living paycheck to paycheck, and I wanted to create and sustain a life that provided me with comfort, excitement, and peace. I wanted to live a life worth living. But I was stuck. As badly as I wanted more, it felt fundamentally wrong to ask God and the universe for more, especially when there seemed to be limited money and resources for everyone to share. I felt like life had given me lemons to make lemonade. I should be grateful and not ask for apples or oranges. At some point in my journey, I began reading books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I started to see how tangible financial freedom was for me. I expanded my knowledge of what money was and what it could actually bring me and do for my family and future generations. My ambitions drove me further to study great men and women who found success and benefited from the capitalistic society. I was beginning to form plans and had visions of how I could begin to make and attract more money. But my heart was filled with turmoil. I felt to gain the success I longed for in this world, I would have to sacrifice parts of myself, parts that I wasn't willing to lose. This fear was rooted in countless stories of people rising to great heights only from selling their souls to the devil. I won't pretend to have all the knowledge to prove or disprove these stories, but they had significant enough impact on me to keep me from attempting to rise to such heights. My perspective began to shift significantly when I gained knowledge about the universe's ever-expanding boundaries and the principles of manifestation. Armed with these concepts, I realized the nature of the universe's expansion and it inherently contains the tools to create. Then utilizing manifestation to generate revenue streams and expand my reality and experiences cannot be the root of all evil. Consider someone like Tony Robbins, a well-known entrepreneur and motivational speaker who has successfully integrated financial success with personal development and spiritual growth. He often speaks about the importance of aligning your actions with your values and using wealth to create positive change in the world. This is not the first or the last time these will be mentioned in the show, but here's some actionable advice. Spend a few minutes each day visualizing your goals and affirming your intentions. Keep a gratitude journal to maintain positive mindset and attract more abundance. Be intentional about your spending and investments, ensuring they align with your values and long-term goals. Now let's address some fears. Many people have a fear that pursuing wealth might lead them away from their spiritual path. I say that because I was one of them. But remember, it's not about accumulating wealth for its own sake, but about using it as a tool to enhance our life and the lives of others. Wealth can be a means to create more opportunities, freedom, and positive impact. Consider this insight from Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Embracing our ability to create and attract abundance is a part of living fully. Here's some strategies for balancing spirituality and capitalism. Navigating the intersection of spirituality and capitalism can be challenging, but with intentional practices, it's possible to maintain a balance that honors both your spiritual and financial goals. In this segment, we'll explore practical strategies to help you integrate these seemingly impossible realms. One of the most effective ways to balance spirituality and capitalism is through mindful living. Being mindful means being fully present in each moment and making conscious choices that align with your values and intentions. Start by setting clear intentions for what you want to achieve both spiritually and financially. Write down your goals and regularly revisit them to ensure that you're staying on track. These intentions will serve as your guiding principles, helping you make decisions that align with your overall vision. Imagine you have a goal to save money for a spiritual retreat. Setting this intention will guide your financial decisions, such as cutting unnecessary expenses and prioritizing saving. Simultaneously, it keeps you focused on your spiritual growth. Gratitude is a powerful practice that can enhance both your spiritual and financial well-being. By regularly expressing gratitude for what you have, you shift your focus from lack to abundance, attracting more positive experiences into your life. Each day, take a few moments to reflect on or write down three things you're grateful for. This simple practice can significantly improve your mindset and attract more opportunities for growth and abundance. Incorporating spiritual practices into your daily routine can help you stay grounded, connected to your higher purpose, even while pursuing financial goals. Start your day with meditation or prayer session to center yourself and set a positive tone for the day. Follow this with reviewing your goals and planning your day, ensuring that your actions align with your intentions. Practice mindfulness throughout your workday. Take short breaks to breathe deeply and refocus. This helps reduce stress and keeps you connected to the present moment, allowing you to make more conscious decisions. Choosing a career or business path that aligns with your values can create a sense of fulfillment and purpose. When your work resonates with your core beliefs, it becomes a source for joy rather than just a means to an end. For example, if you value helping others, consider careers or business opportunities in fields like healthcare, education, or nonprofits. Aligning your work with your values can make the pursuit of financial success more meaningful and rewarding. Managing your finances ethically involves making decisions that reflect your values and contribute to society positively. Invest in socially responsible companies. Consider investing in companies that align with your ethical beliefs. Look for businesses that prioritize sustainability, fair labor practices, and positive social impact. Donate and give back. Integrate philanthropy into your financial plans. Set aside portions of your income for charitable donations or community projects. Giving back not only supports those in need, but it also enriches your own life and reinforces values. For example, you might allocate a percentage of your profits to support local shelters, education programs, or environmental initiatives. These practices create a cycle of positive impact and reinforce the connection between financial and spiritual goals. Stay flexible and open-minded. Balancing spirituality and capitalism requires flexibility and openness to new experiences and perspectives. Be willing to adjust your approach as you grow and learn more about yourself and your path. Engage in continuous learning and self-improvement. Read books and attend workshops and seek mentorships from individuals who successfully integrated spirituality and financial success. Books like The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist or Seven Spiritual Laws by Deepak Chopra offer valuable insights for harmonizing spirituality and financial goals. Surround yourself with a supportive community that shares your values. Engage with groups or networks that focus on spiritual growth and financial well-being. Join local or online groups that discuss topics like mindful living, ethical business practices, or personal development. These communities can provide encouragement, inspiration, and practical advice. I also think it's very important that we filter our social media. Follow pages and people that inspire you and represent values that resonate with you. By implementing these strategies, you can navigate complexities of living a spiritual life within the capitalistic society. Remember, the goal is not to reject one or the other, but to find a harmonious balance that allows you to thrive both spiritually and financially. In our exploration of being spiritual in a capitalistic society, it's crucial to delve into the concept of high-frequency emotions and experiences they foster. These emotions, such as love, joy, and gratitude, play a pivotal role in enhancing our overall well-being and can significantly impact how we navigate both spiritual and material pursuits. High-frequency emotions are those that elevate our energy levels and positively influence our mental and physical states. Emotions like love, joy, and gratitude resonate at higher vibrational frequencies, promoting a sense of harmony and well-being. When we constantly cultivate these emotions, we align ourselves with a more positive and empowered state of being. Love is not just about romantic affection. It extends to a profound appreciation for life, people, and our surroundings. Joy comes from finding delight in the simple moments and achievements, or gratitude is about recognizing and appreciating the goodness in our lives. These emotions create a ripple effect, enhancing our resilience, creativity, and capacity to connect with others. To attract and create uplifting experiences, it's essential to intentionally focus on these high-frequency emotions. While we previously discussed the importance of gratitude journaling, remember to integrate this practice into our daily routine. Focus on recognizing positive aspects of your life, no matter how small. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. This can be as simple as taking a walk in nature, engaging in a hobby you love, or spending time with loved ones. The key is to make time for these moments, even amidst a busy schedule. By prioritizing activities that uplift you, you create a reservoir of positive energy that you can carry through more challenging times. Visualization is another powerful tool. Spend a few minutes each day visualizing the experiences you wish to attract. Imagine them in vivid detail, incorporating the emotions you would feel as if they were already happening. This practice not only aligns your mindset with your goals, but also primes your subconscious to seek out and create opportunities that resonate with your desires. Surrounding yourself with supportive, like-minded individuals is paramount. The people we interact with daily have a significant influence on our energy levels and outlook on life. Seek out communities and relationships that encourage growth, positivity, and mutual support. Participate in groups or activities that align with your interests and values. Whether it's a spiritual group, professional group, or a hobby club, being part of a community can provide a sense of belonging and shared purpose. These connections offer not only emotional support, but also practical advice and encouragement, enriching your journey both spiritually and materially. Nurture your existing relationships by practicing empathy, active listening, and open communication. Show your appreciation and love to those around you, and be present in your interactions. Building strong, positive relationships enhances our emotional well-being and creates a network of support that can help you navigate life's ups and downs. In summary, high-frequency emotions and positive experiences are vital in maintaining a balanced, fulfilling life within a capitalist society. Let's wrap up today's discussion on being spiritual in a capitalistic society. We've explored how spirituality and financial success don't have to be mutually exclusive, but it can actually complement each other. By aligning our financial goals with our spiritual values, embracing mindful practices, and cultivating high-frequency emotions, we can navigate the demands of modern-day life while staying true to our deeper purpose. Remember, it's not about choosing between spirituality and success. It's about integrating them in a way that allows you to thrive both materially and spiritually. As we continue on this journey, let's strive to create a life filled with meaning, purpose, and abundance. I hope today's episode has inspired you to find that delicate balance and to approach your financial goals with a mindful and heart-centered perspective. Thank you so much for joining me on Metanoia Madness. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family, subscribe to the podcast, and leave a review. Your support means the world to me. Stay curious, stay connected, and keep evolving. Until next time, I'm Nicholas signing off. Remember, you have the power to create a life that's not only successful, but also deeply fulfilling and spiritually aligned. See you in the next episode.